What's up, people, man? I'm back at it again. Got some new content. We back with a regular. You know what I mean? The infamous Miss Mary Mackey. Say that again for the people so they can hear you.
Miss Mackey.
And shout out your city and where you from. Stand up.
I'm from California. You know what they do. We in the building.
Khaki. Yeah, Khaki's in. Yeah, I mean, you got the khakis and Chuck Taylors on, you feel me? Big gangster. Say no, but for how you feeling though? How you feeling? Yeah, I mean, without no further ado, I'm gonna hop right into these questions. I mean, yo, do you think that you could be in a relationship with somebody if you don't, you think you could be in love with somebody if you don't respect them?
Well, I would say you can be in love with the idea of somebody without respecting them.
Give an example. What that look like for you? What would that look like for you?
Because this woman is the woman that feeds them, the woman that may house them, the woman that helps them, the woman that supports them, the woman that's gonna go after them, the woman that's gonna do all this, but they don't fully know how to respect and love that woman. So they got issues like cheating or, you know, disrespectful names or arguments and shit like that. Or, you know, inconsistency, that's a way of disrespect in some way. Because it's like, if I'm showing you all of this effort and love, and you can't even be consistent like 80% of the time, then you don't really have any respect for me for real.
Alright, I'm gonna slide over to my next question. Do you think you can truly love someone if y'all haven't had a physical connection?
Truly love. Again, I think you can have a connection with somebody without being physically with them. Do I think that you can be in full on in love? No, I don't. I don't believe it. Because it's just certain levels to it. You know what I mean? I think that you can think you're in love because of how strong the connection might be.
Oh, all right, cuz. Let's see what else we got for you. Is it possible to maintain a healthy relationship if one partner has a significant difference in age?
I think anything is possible, I guess. But in most cases, especially, I'm not gonna say especially women, because I think women do it too. When there's that big age gap, you know, the older person always feels like, oh, well, you know, you can't tell me nothing because, you know, you young, you don't really know like that, or whatever, shit like that. And that's kind of like what fucks shit up. Because it's like, just because I'm younger doesn't mean that I'm any less knowledgeable.
And I believe that's a fact. Because you know how some people say, you know how some people be like, they be like, you know, like I knew somebody that was 17, but like just being in conversation with them, they was ahead of a lot of the people that was like in their 30s and 40s. You know what I mean? And that was just based off their experience and the things that they went through in their life. Oh. And that was just an in general type thing, like just talking to them, just like, you know, like I was like, dang young boy, you. Kind of, you know what I mean? Because he had a rough upbringing or whatever. So he had to kind of grow up fast. And he been through a lot more than what most people been through in their lifespan. You feel me? Like some of the stuff he experienced.
Community is like age regression. The older a lot of people get, the worse their behavior becomes.
And what do you think that stemmed from?
At the end of the day, like, people learn patterns. So I think, you know, it just really kind of just stems from what you know. You know, you go off what you know. When you learn certain behaviors, just like any other type of toxic behavior, whether it be hate, lying, or thieving, cheating, stuff like that, you know, disloyalty, whatever you want to call it. It's just a behavior that you learn. And then a lot of people, I noticed, you know, people get stuck because I think for the black male community, for real, they go to jail at a young age and they get stunted. You know, their age and their growth get stunted, and they get stuck at this age where they think that these things are okay and stuff. And then they get out and they run a whole bunch of niggas who've been out. And it's like, it's just the normal. It's what niggas do. They still trying to catch up. And shit, they trying to catch up with not only the niggas they age, but the niggas 10, 20 years younger than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think right now in your life, do you feel like you are anywhere ready for a committed relationship?
Not like any relationship at the moment. Things going on, so I think I have an idea of what a committed relationship would look like for me, though.
What that look like for you?
For me, it would look like me being a relationship with somebody that can fully connect with somebody, fully, like, once I find that person, fully be comfortable with in all areas and stuff, and finding somebody that I actually can see myself with, like, you know, not like on no fairy tale world. This shit can happen and da-da-da. Like, I can logically see myself with that. You know, someone that I feel like I can trust around my daughter and leave in the house with my daughter. That's, you know, my biggest thing is, like, I can't go anywhere in any type of relationship with anybody, no matter what they feel about them, if I don't feel like they can be around my daughter.
With that being said, what is your mindset on, I hear this a lot with females with kids, where they already have kids, so they don't want to deal with somebody that have kids. What's your thoughts on that?
For most women, the reason why most women don't want to involve themselves with someone who has kids is because they know the drama, the trials and tribulations that most people, 90% of people have with their child's parents. You know, most of the time, when it comes to the baby daddy, baby mama thing, you know, a lot of them still have feelings for each other, they're still involved with each other. And if not that, they have unresolved feelings that they take out on the new relationship. Like, I even had to cut a relationship off because every time a nigga called me, he was stressed out about his fucking baby mama. Alright, you handle that. Let me know when you figure that out. Because you're not finna sit here and be a therapist for the shit. Like, I'm not.
Alright, so you said you wouldn't be his therapist because he was always stressed out because of the baby mom, right?
Let me clarify a little bit. When he would call me about his baby mama, and the language and just how he would describe the situations, it just, two things. He told me one statement that he made, she wouldn't even be my baby mama if she didn't have a sex. So he told me one thing about him. He don't give a fuck who he going in raw. So he didn't think about the consequences of fucking this girl raw. For him to say, oh, he didn't give a fuck about her, blah, 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 whether that may or may not be a lie. With that being said, it told me this. Nigga, you didn't give a fuck about what you was doing, your consequences, the consequences of your actions, or none of that shit. So it told me what kind of man you really are, what you was thinking about, whether it be you're still that kind of man, or whether it be how you were 2-3 years ago. Plus, his son is only like a year or two old. So I'm like, okay, that's still very fresh. You know what I mean? So, and then when he explains the situations, he tries to push out, he presses the issue so bad on him supposedly not having feelings for his baby mama, then it lets me know that he still does. And it just didn't work.
Which leads me to my next question, right? How long ago was that?
December.
Oh, okay. So that was fresh also. And yet after a while, what you just ghost him, or you just told him what it was?
Yeah, we were serious relationship. We was just talking. Like we never even met her, so it just let me know everything I need to know before I took it anywhere further.
Can you truly be happy with someone that that don't make you laugh? That
no, personally for me, no.
No. All right. Cool. I guess that's the number one thing, right? You gotta be able to make you laugh, right?
Yep, you gotta be able to make me laugh and kind of stimulate my mind somehow.
So do you think the same thing to make you laugh could be the same thing to make you cry? Alright, so what does that look like for you? Give me an example of that. Let the people know.
This time it doesn't do relationships, but like the same way, you know, your kids can make you laugh and smile, you know, your kids can make you cry. That's the, you know, main thing that pops up in my head. Not saying like your kids will do something to make you cry, but like, you know, just seeing your kids hurt, or you know, feeling, you know, moms fight with mom guilt all day, so it's like, you know, they can make you laugh, they can make you cry, warm your heart, hurt your heart. Same thing with relationships. In relationships, I still think about people who have hurt me greatly, but have also, you know, left an impact on me in a good way, too.
What is the process of you getting over someone that you was dealing with, that you was really, like, deeply, fully engulfed with? What was the process of you getting over that?
So, I'm not going to even lie. So, the most recent breakup relationship ever that I really had to get over, I didn't really do any healing on. So, I'm still trying to figure that part out. I'm not going to say I'm still trying to figure that part out. I need to pick that part up when I feel ready to. For me, being the personality that I am, I'm just going to get to that. And that's kind of my biggest thing with anything that's going on. I'm gonna let DC up if it's okay.
Yeah, we recording one, bro. I'm just letting you know. Just recording the podcast, bro. If you wanna be a part, that's cool. If not, we could just be respectful and mute the mic. But yeah, carry on.
Sorry, I totally got distracted.
You were just saying how you was dealing with I asked you what is the process for you to get over someone?
Detaching, that's my main thing. Detach all the way, kind of just drop you all the way. Like, I won't even, it's almost like a second nature. It's a mental mechanism, whatever like you call it. It's like, I detach all the way. It just becomes, you're no longer a part of my life. I no longer think about you on an everyday basis. And slowly, I just kind of start to sever that emotional attachment.
So you kind of drifted. So you drift.
Yeah. Which is just the one to be like, all right, well, we can find cool. Okay. Come on.
Where you physically pull away from somebody, how long is that? And is it, you mentally pull away from somebody before you physically pull away from someone? From?
It can be vice versa. It can also be like a mix of both. Because if I feel like I no longer take you in my energy and space, like mentally and emotionally, then I might find a way to, you know, get away from you physically. So if I'm away from you physically, it might make me crave you emotionally. So it just really kind of depends on the situation at hand and stuff. Like they say, you know, sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder. So I think it kind of just depends. In most relationships, especially long-term relationships, most women do detach mentally before they leave physically.
Alright, let's see. Yo, do you think you could be friends with your ex while currently I got it's a double question. Do you think you can still be friends with your ex while you in a new relationship, right? And if so, if you still friends with your ex, do you think y'all still got something that may be there? You might scroll down memory lane one day and you know how that go. Is that possible?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's possible. Damn, see that
trifecta
that fucked me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Damn, so I don't know. Okay, because I guess that's the perfect question for my thing. Because for me, I want to have a friendship with my baby daddy, right? The first time he reached out to me, it was kind of like that toxic baby mom, baby daddy relationship type shit, right? You know what I mean? Like, and I felt like I knew that we should have kept it on like a friendship level because it was just gonna be kind of fucked up. But I kind of wish we could have that friendship type shit, you know, where we could be cool, we can meet each other's partners and feel comfortable bringing our child around each other's partners and stuff like that. I don't know if there would ever be that lingering thought or that feel like, oh, with the infection, like, yeah, I would say I have a good rapport with my exes, some of my exes, but there is still that flirtatious vibe. I don't think I could really be in a full, what's the word, platonic friendship with somebody I was previously in a relationship with.
Which also brings me to my next thing. That's why they say, majority of situations, men and women cannot just be friends. Right now, unless y'all cousins or something like that.
Some ways, yeah, but no, at the same time, because I have real lifelong male friends that I have never, ever, ever had any type of sexual contact with. No, like, nothing like that type shit. And I don't know. I mean, I've also, in some of those friendships, there's been like that hint, like, well, that guy's gonna hang tall type shit. But I have one particular friendship where it's never, ever crossed that line. It's always been bro and sis type shit. Like, people thought it and stuff, and it's just never been.
Alright. Call the motherfucker up right now. Tell him you're trying to slide. See what he say. Alright. So that just proved my point. I'm just saying.
Yeah, call him.
So do you see the benefit in being just friends with another male?
Get women's perspective, getting the male perspective, you know, switching it up. You know, some girls, they rather hang out with men. And as you see, most of them on my lives, it's mostly niggas. It's just chopping it up. We all chill and shit. You know what I mean?
I hear you. You think you could survive being in a relationship without physical intimacy?
It'd be limited.
What does that look? No. So you need your butt tickled with a feather every once in a blue moon.
It's a little cuddle buddy baby for sure.
Sure. Yeah, you really like the cuddle. Use a cuddle buddy use a cuddle motherfucker for real.
Yes, really cuddle with my bag. You're my sweeter son, you know, some type of physical intimacy.
Alright. I see. Rub it on your butt. Don't start nothing. Let me see. I think I'm gonna wrap it up right here. Hold on. Yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap this joint up right here. This is a little quick joint, real quick. I mean, let me see. Yeah, I think I'm going to close it off right here. You know what I mean? Shout out to social media. Let the people know you can be reached at. You know what I mean? So we about to get on up out of here.
Okay, you can reach me at Belma Black, BelmaBlackUWE. My bad, y'all. I'm late. On Instagram. And you can find me on Bio and Facebook at Miss Mary Mackin.
Miss Mary Mackin. Hey, yo, hold on. Before we get out of here, yo, what made you come up with the name Miss Mary Mackin? What you be macking on?
So the Mackin shit kind of came some shit back in like 2019 when I was fucking around with this dude and I met my brother Tarzan. Lame, rest in peace. They just kind of put me, they always talking about this Mack gang shit, you feel me? And, like, I don't know, it just became like part of their little clique, their little Mack gang shit. And I always ran with it. Like, to this day, I still like be on this Mack and shit. And you know, at first, like, they used to call it Maniacs after Cash. And I was fucking with it. But then when I started, like, really, you know, doing my thing with it, I finessed it. I was like, fuck that, nigga. We mothers after Cash right now. Like, alright, it's female Macks out here too, nigga.
Who the biggest players? You think men or women? Who the biggest players?
I don't think any gender holds the title. But women, we a little more cold with it, I guess. But men, I think it just all has to do with the power of the mind. The gift of gab and the power of the mind first.
Oh, all right, man. With that being said, I'm about to be OUTT, and that spells out. What's up, people, man? I'm back.